If then you died with Christ from the elements of the world, why are you under the degrees as living in the world? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Which things are for corruption? The corruption and the using according to the injunctions and teachings of men. Which things appear to be wisdom in self-imposed worship and humility, severity and abuse of the body, but are not of any honor unto the gratification of the flesh. If you were raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind things above, not the things on the earth. For you died and your life has been hidden with Christ in God. You're dead. All right, you're dead. You were dead. You were born dead. You lived in that death until you found Christ. Then you were born again. Then you're not under Satan's authority unless you still believe his lies. But God is pulling us out of that. He's given us more and more knowledge. But now you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. That old you has to stay buried. You have to choose not to let the devil back. And anything that makes you think he's still there after you're born again, or even allows him to be there, is a lie that he's put in your mind so he can still control you and rule in your life. We just have to get rid of that lie. How do you get rid of a lie? You find truth. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Praise God. For you died and your life has been hidden with Christ and God. Wow, once we really die, we're hidden in Christ. No wonder we can cast out demons. No wonder the devil can't mess with us. No wonder he has no authority. All he can see is Jesus. Goes on, whenever Christ, our life is revealed, then you will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death your members, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, lust, covetousness, idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the sons. Person is doing to me. I put this in your hands, what this teacher is doing to me. I put this in your hands, what my parents are doing, or my husband's doing, or my wife is doing. I'm not the judge. I'm letting you take care of it, God. I put this in your hands. I'm not threatening anymore. I'm not letting threats go through my mind of all the things I want to do or would do if I was the judge, because you aren't the judge. And if you want to be the judge, do you want to let the people who want to be your judge judge you and God go with that? Judge not, lest ye be judged. And the measure you judge, it will be measured back to you. I think I'll just trust God with it. I found out I can trust him. I found out he loves me. I found out any place where I fall short, it's already been crucified with Christ. I just have to repent and recognize it. Who himself carried up in his body our sins. Okay, I want you to see this. This is repeating it. In his body went what? Our sins. Where did your sins go 2,000 years ago before you were even born? That little robbery thing, as horrible as it is, and you need to get it all right, everything God shows you to do, and you have. But you know what? It was paid for 2,000 years before you did it. You talk about faithful. It didn't get more faithful than that. It can't get more faithful than a God who paid for it before you ever did it. The sexual sin in your life, that anger and violence, all that nasty stuff, he already paid for it. So don't let the devil beat you over the head with it. But you know what? Put it back where it belongs, on the cross. And don't take it back. Don't take it back. I don't know what you're talking about. Only use your testimony to glorify God, to help other people. You know, when you really get free, it's not even like you're talking about yourself when you give your testimony. There's no hurt to it. There's no shame to it. There's no pain to it. It's just a matter of fact of what my past was. And if this can help you, I want to share this with you. People say, how can you handle that it was your greed that allowed Satan to kill your daughter? Because I've been set free from that greed. There's no condemnation in Christ.